The title is Outscape, with the idea that you start with a very, very bleak nature setting. Let's say you could imagine some Arctic tundra or something like that. And it starts with these very, very deep low notes in the cello with a bass clarinet going back and forth. And you can hear this kind of swelling. You might think of wind or something like that. And then it just layer after layer comes in until you get the swirling, very intense character going. And this first expansion and then compression of tempo takes about 5 to 7 minutes. And then after that, you get these wonderful textures in the orchestra. It's really, really amazing wind writing and percussion writing, where the, you know, the cello might interject with a cadenza here and there. But for me, the most interesting section is the third, where it's the cello with a rather small, intimate group of string players. And it's quite conversational, and it's almost romantic language. It's quite intense, it's very lyrical, and kind of a pleading sound. And the last movement is quite virtuosic, actually, with one sort of teaser section and then one longer one where the orchestra is going crazy, the cello is going crazy, and then in the end, actually, he writes something quite funny in French. He says, "Je sais, c'est très rapide." It's very, very fast, I know, as if to apologize. And it's almost impossibly fast. Impossibly fast until you kind of imagine something running off a cliff and then realizing, uh-oh, you've gone too far and you're just about to drop. And then the very end is very reflective. It just kind of fades out into nothing. General character, extremely intense, and it grabs you by the throat immediately.